USA News, I'm Dave Collins. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel triggered the start of an all-out war over the weekend. This is now the third day of Israeli forces battling the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Biden said they are still working to confirm, but believes it's likely American citizens are being held by Hamas. The ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American, United, and Delta have halted flights to Tel Aviv. The decision aligns with travel advisories from the U.S. State Department. San Francisco restaurants are implementing new fees for their bottomless brunches.
In the event of a person drinking too much, then puking in the restaurant, a new cleaning fee will be implemented. For instance, an Oakland restaurant plans to charge $50 for guests who drink too much, then throw up before making it to the bathroom. Another establishment has posted a notice urging mimosa enthusiasts to drink responsibly and be mindful of their limits.
That's John Schaefer reporting. Jerry Seinfeld is hinting that there might be a new ending to his iconic TV series. Seinfeld told the crowd at the Wang Theater in Boston's Box Center this weekend there might be a re-imaging of the finale, which was poorly received back in 1998 when it originally aired. The 69-year-old said something is going to happen that has to do with that ending. Hasn't happened yet. He added that he and the series co-creator Larry David have also been thinking about a different ending. The field of GOP presidential candidates is shrinking. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd announced Monday that he's dropping out of the race. He said it became clear to him that the time had come to suspend his campaign. Hurd is supporting former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. He believes she is the best person in the race to navigate challenges the country faces right now. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United Auto Workers strike is now on its 25th day. This comes as union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks went on strike today after rejecting a tentative contract agreement. Thousands of UAW members across at least 20 states remain on strike against the big three U.S. automakers. The sport of football has become more violent than ever, and doctors are trying to keep up. A team at Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio is developing a breath test to detect early signs of traumatic brain injury. Dr. Mark Libardoni says an athlete would breathe into a machine that would calibrate what's coming out of the lungs to give a reading on whether there's been a concussion. California Governor Gavin Newsom saying no to the idea of Amsterdam-style cannabis cafes in the Golden State. Over the weekend, Newsom vetoed a bill that would have let cannabis retailers prepare and sell non-cannabis food and beverages and sell tickets to live performances at their cafes. Newsom said he vetoed the bill because he had concerns about whether it would go against California's smoke-free workplace protections. This week, a vote is scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hats into the ring for consideration. Following 2 days of discussions and meetings, a vote may take place as early as Wednesday. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.